Okay, so this is a oral, not fic, or maybe it's just an idea. We'll see where it goes. Fandom will eventually be the untamed, but this is more about the dynamics, which are ABO. So there's the thing there. Pairing will, of course, be Lanzan and Wei Wuxian.
So I'm going to apologize in advance here for any mispronunciations or just flat out wrong names because this is one fandom where I consistently get the names wrong. So you all have been warned ahead of time. Hopefully context will make everything clear. Yeah.
So, world building here. In this world, ABO dynamics, but so you have alpha and omega, and you have male and female. I'll get to betas in a minute. When a child is born, they are born, alphas are born with a dick, and omegas are born with a pussy. Females are born with a pussy, males are born with a dick. A alpha female or a male omega will have both. When a child is born, they can either be a male alpha, a female omega, or they can have both sets of genitals. When a child is born who has both sets of genitals, because this is the untamed verse, and there's potential here that if it was another universe, then they would have things like X-ray machines, and maybe they would be able to tell, maybe they wouldn't. That's not what I'm exploring here. But when a child is born with both genitals, they call that a third gender, which is a beta. In this universe, betas are considered less fertile because if you are a male omega, then it's harder for you to get somebody else pregnant, but if you are a female alpha, then it's harder for you to get pregnant. And so, even though betas are just as fertile as any other gender, it's just a selective kind of thing, and betas are all along the scale. There are betas who are very, very strong female alphas. And there are betas who are very strong male omegas, strong on the alpha or the omega trait, and they will present more as their secondary gender or their primary gender or whatever. And then there are betas who are in the middle of the road and they don't have a strong alpha trait, don't have a strong omega trait, but so there's a whole spectrum of betas. Because betas are considered less fertile, they are not as prized as either female omegas or male alphas, which I'm just going to call either an alpha or an omega or a man or a woman, because that's essentially what they boil down to in this verse. A woman will have a heat, a man will have a not. But anything that is not that will be classified as a beta. So betas are less valued because they are supposedly less fertile, and that means that they end up in a lot of the less desired positions, cleaning, cooking, all the menial jobs, but also there's a lot of whorehouses filled with betas. This is controversial because actively having a relationship with a beta is considered a not taboo, but it's kind of frowned upon. But everybody goes to whorehouses. So people are expected to settle down with betas are expected to marry other betas because it's not expected to be a fertile relationship. Alphas are expected to marry omegas. Now, putting this into the fandom, Wei Ying is a beta. His brother is an alpha, his sister is an omega. But growing up in that household, you still get the dynamics of mom being angry that Wei Ying is better than her son at all the masculine tasks. He's not actually, I'm still going to use he for Wei Ying because I will probably default to that, because Wei Ying presents as male, but I'll get to that in a minute. Wei Ying is not actually better at the female stuff than his sister is, but that's because his sister is so loving and caring and all of that. But Wei Ying also is amazing and succeeds at anything he tries, so it's mostly because he hasn't bothered to try. When they were little kids, before Cloud Recesses, it was, he went around and everybody knew that he was a beta. That's just how he grew up. And the fact that he grew up on the streets and then was taken in, oh, you're a very lucky beta to have found an alpha who will look after you. Not in the sexual way, but in the, like, patting a kid on the head way. Then they get sent off to Cloud Recesses. Now, in this universe, betas are not supposed to be cultivators in the same way that betas aren't supposed to be anything. Like, and there are some sort of reasons for it that are not actually as valid as they appear. Again, Wei Ying is a badass at everything. So when they go to Cloud Recesses, Wei Ying decides that he is going to present as a male alpha. As far as anyone in Cloud Recesses knows, he is an alpha. He is a man. His brother and sister know that he is a beta. Nobody else does. But growing up and doing the whole Cloud Recesses arc, like whenever he sneaks into town, he gets very friendly with all the betas at the brothels, and he is, it's one of the reasons why he's so comfortable talking to the women at Cloud Recesses, because he, from a cultivation standpoint, a beta has both masculine and feminine energies. This makes it hard to balance any of the cultivation techniques that they do. A cultivation technique, and I don't know what is canon, but this is my spin in this universe, so whatever. Cultivation techniques in this universe involve both masculine and feminine energy, but a cultivator will traditionally use one external source and one internal source. For instance, if you have a male cultivator, then you will pull feminine energy from the world around you as your external source, be that rain or trees or whatever feminine energy is in the world, and then mix that with equal parts masculine energy from within in order to cast a spell or bind something or whatever. A female cultivator will do the same, but in reverse. Maybe there's some mystical mumbo jumbo about how it's easier to gather female energy in the world at large, and so a male cultivator has, it's easier for a male cultivator to cast spells or whatever, and that's why there are more male cultivators than female cultivators, because male cultivators just have it easier. But both of them have it easier than beta cultivators, because a beta cultivator would need to either use entirely their own internal energy, not pulling anything from the exterior world, in which case your internal energy is going to get depleted really, really fast. Or they would have to separate out the amount of female and masculine energy within themselves and then match that to what they find and can gather from the world outside. Wei Ying, being a genius, has found ways to either A, pull in both masculine and feminine energy from the world around him, mixing that with equal amounts of his own energy. Like, he really doesn't see the difference between masculine and feminine energy. He's just like, oh, this one's red and this one's blue, and together they make purple, and hey, I like this shade of purple, we're gonna go with it. And of course, nobody can duplicate what he's doing, because he is a genius, once again, but that's one of the reasons that so much of the rest of the cultivation world. Like, the rest of the cultivation world does not think betas can be cultivators, and he argues against that. And that's one of the reasons that he gets into so much trouble. I mean, he gets into trouble a lot anyway. That whole thing where he jumps over the roof and is drinking on his first night in Cloud Recess has totally happened. Does not matter if he's a beta or not. It happened. But he also argues with his teacher about, you know, but what if you pull in both masculine and feminine energy at the same time? And his teachers are like, that is not how that is done. Right along with the, you know, you do not harvest resentful energy. But the arguments about betas being cultivators hit home a lot harder for him than the other arguments. And he takes it in his own petulant way, so that only his brother and sister recognize that he's actually upset, at least at first. Lanzan eventually learns to recognize it, but it takes a while. And speaking of Lan, the wonderful second jade of Lan, yes, he figures it out. He figures it out possibly when they're in the cold spring, or possibly when they're in the magical rabbit cave. Either way, it's really cold, and Wei Ying isn't wearing a lot. He's basically only got his underrobes on, and his underrobes are soaked to the skin. And being a beta, he's got a bit of a bust. It's not very noticeable. There are plenty of betas with larger busts than his. But it's enough of a bust that it draws a bit of Lan's attention, and he figures it out. And there's some tension there because Wei Ying realizes that he figures it out almost immediately, and he plays it off, but they almost immediately either meet the woman in the cave or, like, run off to deal with something else. And Wei Ying gets really nervous. That is his secret out? Is he going to get kicked out of Cloud Recesses? Is this the end of his cultivation life? Except he doesn't get punished. He doesn't get called in to basically the principal's office. And he's wondering and he's wondering and he's wondering. And then he gets in trouble in class again. Or possibly he gets in trouble for skipping class because he's so nervous that that Lan is going to spill. And he's sent to the library again. Yet again, this has happened before. He's sent to the library, and he's copying down lines, and he's copying down, normally, he's copying down the how a beta should behave according to the Lan, which is a real nail in the coffin and makes him angry at all of his instructors, secretly hating the fact that they are making him do this about his own gender, but he can't say anything. And they think they're all like, just, oh, you're an alpha. Why would you care about betas? And he's like, oh, I can't say anything because then my secret would be out. But at the same time, so he's in the library and Lan is there. I cannot remember his first name. All I can remember is the nicknames for him, which are Lanzan and Lanakuka and all of the other ones. I'm going to call him Lanzan for now. So Lanzan is there, and Wei Wuzhan is just nervous and trying not to show it. He, you know, goes to his normal desk and he's watching Lanzan and he is waiting for something to happen. But Lanzan only says, you will copy this stack today. And it's not the regular set of rules or, you know, regulations for how a beta should behave. It's the Lan's set of rules. And he realizes then that he's got an ally. He doesn't realize that he loves Lanzan, even though that's kind of when he falls in love. But he does realize that he's got an ally, that his secret is not going to be spilled anywhere. So things go on like that for a while. And eventually they get to the whole, we're searching for the MacGuffin arc. And this arc really highlights how different the sexes are treated. Because on the road, Wei Ying doesn't act as much like an alpha as he did in Cloud Recesses. And Lan San is very much an alpha. He is a male alpha. He, you know, that's his gender. That's his role. That's what he's comfortable in. He doesn't identify as anything else. That whole deal. But Wei Ying can kind of fluctuate. He identifies more masculine than feminine, but he is a beta. And so whenever they like need information, he's happy to go to the brothels or flirt with women or other betas or whatever in all of the tea shops. And it's, if I was writing this down as an actual fic, this would be the, we are exploring all of the gender dynamics of the world era and that whole thing. Yeah, because they're going to meet people on the road. And I'm gonna say that either smells aren't such a big thing in this universe. You can't tell somebody is one gender or the other from their scent. So they will meet people on the road who present either masculine or feminine, and Wei Ying will recognize that they are a beta. I'm gonna say that instead of the whole scent thing, cultivators can kind of test the type of energy around a person. So Wei Ying, being very good at figuring out what energy is masculine and feminine and that whole thing, he's very good at like, oh, that person's a beta, but they're presenting female. I'm going to go with what they're presenting as because that's clearly what they prefer. And whereas Lan San will test the energy and he'll be like, oh, this person is a beta. I'm going to treat them as a beta, which does cause some friction and causes a couple of learning moments for both of them, but mainly for Lan San because he's the one who grew up with a very strict gender dynamic, whereas Wei Wuxian is just like all over the place. My next thought is for the hostages of the Wen Clan arc, and there's gotta be some fear there. Even more fear than in the Cloud Recesses arc, because if the Wens find out that Wei Wuxian is a beta rather than an alpha, rather than a male alpha, then they will have grounds for all kinds of things. Not only could they strip him of all rank and all status, but then they could claim that Lotus Pier sent him there in some kind of fraud. It would be bad for his family. It would be bad for him because he'd probably... Okay. There will be no descriptions of rape or non-con in this fic, but it's a possibility that if he was found out, bad things could happen. At first, both his brother and sister want him to stay behind, want him to just not come with them, because it is that much of a risk. He is stubborn as anything and decides to follow them anyway. It's not that he tries to get into trouble that first day, but he attracts attention. And then he says to himself, basically, like, if I'm gonna get in trouble anyway, I might as well do it on my own terms. And that's when they end up, you know, hauling buckets of manure. I want to tie in the room with the dog as something else, but I don't know what it would be. Okay. Sidebar. Heats. Omegas have heats. Male omegas, therefore betas, have lesser heats.
they get some of the symptoms, but it's not as strong as a female Omega. And neither of those will put an Omega or a Beta into a fuck or die situation. It's not like they are constantly horny. I mean, they are, but it's much milder than in other fics. It's more of a, oh yeah, that person's hot, and that person's hot, and that person's hot, and I really, really want to get laid. But they can go about their daily tasks as normal. So maybe that's something that pushes the when alpha dude over the edge, is that Wei Wuxian is being extra snappy because he's in a pseudo heat and he is trying to mask it as best he can, but he can only do so much, and he pushes the buttons a little bit too hard, a little bit too often, and that's why he gets thrown into the room with the dog. Which brings me to Wen Qing, I'm not sure I can pronounce her name correctly. The healer lady of the Wen clan. She is also a Beta. But she, like Wei Ying, has been hiding it. She wanted to be a doctor. And so a doctor uses a lot more of the feminine energy. She decided to present as female, and she is likely a female alpha. Some point, possibly at Cloud Recesses, possibly when the dog thing happens, she learns that Wei Ying is a Beta. By that point, I think it is when the dog thing happens. She goes in, ready to help Wei Ying, and he's like, no, you can't mess with my energy. And he doesn't want to tell her why, but she's a good enough cultivator to realize that he's a Beta. And so she's like, no, I can do this. And he doesn't trust her immediately. And so she shares her secret with him. Hey, I am also a Beta. I'm a Beta who presents female. And this is my secret. So we can share secrets here. Please trust me and I will help you. Which is a huge motivation later on when the massacre of Lotus Pier happens and they run into her and Wen Ning, and why she protects him, why he trusts her to protect them. Which brings me to the transfer of the Golden Core. Transferring of the Golden Core should not work. Since Jing Cheng is an alpha, his body can only handle masculine energy. Wei Ying, being a beta, does have masculine energy, but he also has feminine energy, which means that the Golden Core transfer, I mean, it's already risky, but Wen Qing would have to transfer only the masculine energy. She'd have to remove the Golden Core, split it into the masculine and feminine elements, and then implant the masculine elements into Jing Cheng. Of course, Wen Ying insists they do it anyway, even though it's super risky. But she can't put half of a Golden Core back into Wen Ying after the surgery is successful, so she just kind of keeps it. He's too, in her mind, he's too weak to have a Golden Core transplanted back into him, and the unbalanced energies of only having the feminine element of his Golden Core would totally throw off his natural rhythms. It would do more damage than him not having a Golden Core. He wants to, or she wants to, wait until he's fully recovered and have a proper conversation, doctor to patient, about it before anything is attempted. Unfortunately, he gets thrown into the burial mounds before that can happen. And so Wen Qing, she just kind of keeps the Golden Core, the half feminine half of his Golden Core. This, one, seriously boosts her own energy levels, But two, since she is a beta, it tips her so much farther into the feminine that, I mean, it's a good thing she wanted to be a woman. It's a good thing that she presented as a woman, because all of the energy inside her is suddenly saying, woman, 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 woman. And she kind of has to adapt to that. But all that's happening while Wenning is in the burial mounds. Yeah, that's a fun time for him. I'm not deep enough into the fandom to know what the actual canon reason for him surviving the burial mounds is, other than just, like, he's a genius. I'm going to say in this universe, him being a beta does have a lot to do with it. In the burial mounds, he is possessed. He is possessed over and over and over and over and over again. Each time he's possessed, he's flooded with these different types of energies. Masculine, feminine, alpha, omega. And he naturally knows how to balance these energies, and he does so, and in doing so, some of the spirits are purified, but others he's able to harvest their resentful energy. It takes him a long time. It is not easy. It is, in fact, slow torture. But once again, he's a genius. I'm going to jump ahead again. The Yingling and the burial mounds and him protecting the remnants of the Wen clan. Most of the remnants of the Wen clan, not only were they very old, but most of them were betas. Because, once again, betas are the lower classes here. And those are the people who managed to escape, is the dregs. This makes Yingling and the burial mounds, like, one, it makes all of the people who live in the burial mounds, it makes it easier for them, even without a golden core, even the ones who are not cultivators. He can show them some simple, like, meditation techniques, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to balance my internal energies, as everyone can do, even without magic. And if the harmful spirits come and try and get at them, they can naturally balance their own energies and yada yada, all of that. It's a core tenet of how he protects the burial mounds. I'm going to say that while Wen Qin, I'm not pronouncing that correctly, healer sister Wen, is a beta, Wen Ning is an alpha. Or he was before his soul-sucking accident as a kid. Not sure what that did to his energy levels, or what his energy looks like now. I'm also not sure how that filters into this particular universe. It may not matter. It may be the same as in canon. But I was talking about the city. Yingling becomes kind of a haven for betas in general. And the culture changes. Betas are seen as more valuable than they are elsewhere. There's probably rumors that go around that the Yingling patriarch is also messing with people's fertility, because the number of betas around, the number of people who just have sex in general, mean that more betas are getting pregnant and are causing other people to get pregnant. And this is actually just the normal amount of hormones that people have, but because people generally don't think betas are as fertile, they're like, oh yes, the Yingling patriarch must be doing something. He's messing with people. But he's messing with people in order to give them children? Question mark? Why? And this, of course, leads to the, no, he is raising an army. He is going to rebuild the Wen clan with all of these beta children. And who knows what they will turn out. Will they all be betas? No. Will they all be whatever? Like, and all of the other cultivators are just like, you know, spinning all these stories when in reality, Weying is like blowing himself up every other day and can't remember to eat. After Weying is thrown off the cliff, after he is resurrected by Mo, Mo is also a beta. Mo is, I'm not sure if they were someone who hid their gender and that's the reason they got kicked out of the Carp Tower or wherever it was because somebody figured out that they were a beta. Or if they went in saying, I'm a beta, I'm going to try to be a cultivator, and then just got kicked out because the, you know, prejudices were too high. I think I like the former better, actually. I think they tried to go in and act like a, probably a alpha, and then just could not hold the act over the years, and were found out, and then were kicked out. Returned home in disgrace, did the whole thing, sacrificed their life, resurrected Wei Wuzhan. Resurrected Wei Wuzhan. I don't really have any idea of what an overarching plot might be other than these themes. And I don't really have an ending other than, you know, eventually Wei Wuzhan and Lan Wangji hook up and sort everything out and decide, yeah, we're gonna be together no matter what anybody else thinks. But yeah, those are some ideas. That's what I've got. As always with my not fix, feel free to take it and run with it in any fandom you choose. Have a good one. The end.